It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
What a glory!
It's another beautiful day, and as we approach the end of the month, I want us to approach the end of the month with gratitude in our hearts. Let's begin to appreciate the name of the Lord. Let's start today by appreciating God for a brand new day, for what He has done, for what He is doing, and for what He is yet to do. Let's thank Him, because He alone deserves all the glory, honor, and adoration. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the salvation of our souls. Thank you for the preservation of our lives. Thank you for protection. Thank you for provision. Lord, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. I wish we had more time on this show to just sing and dance to Him, but we do not. So in your own capacity, in your private spaces, I want you to take our time to appreciate God. Give Him a special thanksgiving this morning. Today is the 26th day in the month of October 2024, and it's a beautiful Saturday. I would like to wish you all a happy weekend. And as you know, we cannot start the day without taking our devotion. So I want you to grab your pens, your Bibles, and your journals, and let's dive into the Word of God. If you are new to the show, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the Word of God to know the mind of God concerning our lives every single day. And right here on this show, the Word of God is always new. There's always something new that God has to tell us. So if you are here, if you're lost, if you feel like you have a lot of baggage on you, and you're looking for where to pour it, God is here. He wants to lift up those heavy loads on you. So I want you to just release them to the King of Kings this morning. He wants to listen to you, and He also wants to speak to you. If you are frequent on the show, if you frequently listen to us, it's that time of the day where you get to invite somebody, bring somebody into the fold, especially that person that you've been waiting to just speak to their souls and bring them to Christ. This is an opportunity for you to share the link and let them join the Open Heaven Hour. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are all welcome. Today is the 26th day in the month of October 2024. I'll be looking at a topic that says, don't be unstable. Don't be unstable. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 30 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 30, when we walk with the Lord. When we walk with the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Luke chapter 13 to chapter 15. Luke from chapter 13 to chapter 15. Our memory verse today is taken from James chapter 1 verse 7. James chapter 1 verse 7. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. James chapter 1, verse 7. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Our Bible reading for today, which will give us more context on that memory verse, is James chapter 1 from verse 6 to 8. James chapter 1 from verse 6 to 8. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 6 it says, But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, when you make a claim in a law court, you'll be asked to provide an evidence to show that what you are saying is true. The purpose of the evidence is to validate your claim and show everyone that you are sure of what you are saying. If you have an evidence, you will confidently present it to support your claim. If you, however, do not have any evidence, it will be hard to have the kind of confidence you need. In other words, an evidence gives the claimant confidence. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The above passage says that faith is the evidence of things not seen. If your faith is really an evidence, you'll be confident about your claims concerning God's words and the things that you pray about, just like the claimant in the example I shared above. You will not pray for something today and speak in doubt about that same thing tomorrow. When you pray, you must believe with all your heart that what you have prayed for is already settled, like we say in Mark chapter 11, verse 24. It is only then that you can see your prayers answered. Doubt must not be allowed in your heart at all. A little doubt will contaminate your faith and may hinder you from getting what you are praying for, like we see in Matthew chapter 21, verse 21, which says, Jesus answered and said to them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. Beware, however, because the devil will try to send fear into your heart. It will give you every reason for your miracle not to come, but you must attack him with the word of God. In the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 17, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Whenever doubtful thoughts come, recite the word of God that counters it over and over again until the word drowns the doubt. In the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says that to have good success, the word of God must never depart from your mouth. Note that it did not say from your heart, but from your mouth. Beloved, if you desire anything in your life, pray about it in faith and declare God's word concerning it without any doubt. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, never allow doubt into your heart, because there is nothing impossible with God. Has today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today? It can be a blessing by sharing. You might just want to boost the faith of somebody out there today. Please share this word with them, share the message with them, and bless their souls. Remember, like I always say on this show, you might just be saving somebody. So share the message. And how do you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current of Open Heaven devotionals there. Click on any of the messages you'd like to share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and send to somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning on Praise Palace Radio, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And on our mobile app available on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. Download it to enjoy our Open Heaven Hour as well as all the exciting and amazing shows outlined for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned, but do not touch that dial because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. Till you hear my voice again, and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, you can remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.